Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Burt Show.
So Kristen's son is becoming an American. Why do I say that? Because he's about to play his first game of baseball.
Oh, what have I got us into? Oh my God. All right, so listen. I now have such an insane appreciation for my parents and the sacrifices they made to have not one but two kids in active sports. I played basketball. I played softball. My brother played baseball. I mean, my brother was T-ball all the way up until he graduated from high school. He played baseball. So I'm like, you know what? I have such fond memories at the ballpark. Let's get Jimmy in small ball, right? He's about to turn four. These little kids and their little uniforms, and it's so cute.
It's
and
adorable.
It's adorable, right?
And I love how they don't know yet. So once a ball is hit, that they all chase it at the yes. same time. They're knocking heads with each other. First baseman's over in left field.
Yes. I'm here for all of the shenanigans that come with being a first year baseball player, right?
You're really more excited about just dressing him up in the uniform, putting the black stuff under his eyes.
Oh my God, the uniform is so cute. So he's on the Rockies.
And so, hey, yes. Okay.
All right, well, they're destined for last place.
Okay. That's fine. He's on the Rockies. But I don't think I really comprehended what I was signing up for. Because, again, I look at him. He's three, about to be four. And I'm like, we'll have, like, a couple of practices so they understand what a glove is, what a bat is, you know, whatever. And then we'll have a couple games and we'll call it a day.
Yeah, right.
Oh, so naive.
So naive.
Silly city, Kristen.
And all of this stuff was happening right as we were leaving for Burt's Big Adventure, and I'm getting like these influx of emails and sign-up sheets, and I'm like, what is going on? And then I'm getting text messages like, we haven't seen you at the practices, and I'm like, what practices? What am I missing? Are they the same as clinics? No, clinics are different than practices. Are you going to be at the opening day parade? Are you going to volunteer to be in the dugout? Are you going to volunteer here for snacks? Oh, don't forget, we need your kids at bat music. Oh, don't forget, this is picture day. What have I done to myself?
Yeah.
All right, so here's the deal. You have to, you sign up on the website, and you have the website for your team, but you also have to sign up for this thing called the Game Changer app, and that's where all communication happens, right? And so then I know about the clinics, but we missed all the clinics, and then somehow I was missing practice. So one of the coach's wife hit me up, and she's like, yo, man, we haven't seen you at a practice. And I'm like, I didn't know we were having practices. Oh, I got to download the Game Changer app. So I do that, and I see we got a practice. So Jimmy's first practice is going to be this Saturday, but before we go to practice, I got to go and buy this kid socks, belt, batting helmet, bag, bat, and glove. And then I get an email saying, what's his at-bat music? And I'm over here like, we listen to classical music on the way home from school, and the things I sing to him at night before we go to bed, I don't think the ABC song or Do Re Mi or Itsy Bitsy Spider are going to make really good at-bat music.
You can't do Jimmy like that.
I have failed my kid because he doesn't really know any, like, you know, top 40 hits or anything like that.
And he's four now. We're talking about a four-year-old, right?
Yes, four.
Four.
Not even four. He'll be four next month.
Okay.
And then I got the sign-ups for the dugout duty and the snack duty and parade duty, but they're all different signups. So I was trying to make sure that Bart and I were on the same day. So May 3rd, I'm going to be on snack duty. Bart's going to be out on dugout duty, and I want him to get the full experience for the parade. So we got to make sure we show up at that. But first, my kid needs at-bat music.
It's a lot. Okay, so let me sidetrack for just 1 second and give you this advice.
Yes.
From somebody that's done this a couple of times with kids, right? When you're going to go buy the equipment for them that you have to buy, it can get really, really expensive, man. Yeah. If you go to like a Dick's or a Target or something
We're going to Dick's today.
Don't do it. Go to the secondhand store and get used bats if this is his first time doing it. Because you don't even know if he's going to like the sport yet. So him like a $49 bat is a total waste of time. Get him something for $10 at a secondhand sporting goods store.
Bless you for that tip. We had planned on, he has early dismissal because it's Teacher's Week. And it's also Dr. Seuss Week. My mind is about to explode. So I was going to go to Dick's, but now I said I'm not going to play it against sports because I have one right by my house.
So let me tell you the last time I learned this. You know, Amanda, my girlfriend, has a four-year-old also. She was going through the same thing you were, and I was really super excited about it too because my kids are grown now. That part is past. Baseball is my thing.
Yes.
Only one of my two kids was really into it, but not Amanda's kid. Oh, she was into it. So we went, did the same thing you did. Went to Dick's, bought the $69 bat, the helmet, which is another $40.
You have to buy a batting helmet for your kid. Each kid has to have their own because apparently they might spread lice.
Right?
So everybody has to have their own hat and their own batting helmet.
We get the $30 cleats that are this little big and they're so cute and everything like that. So we go
I got to add cleats to my list.
Yeah, cleats.
Baseball is a lot of quick.
Got to have those. Okay. And then we go to the actual tryout where her kid goes out there for, I would say, 4 minutes, sits down and says, I'm not playing. That was it. And we have never gone back.
My parents would have walked me on that field. Yes, you are.
Yeah. Kaylee.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't change. Bert's right, because my son, who is now 12 years old, has been playing for 10 years, and I just picked up two used bats because I'm not spending $350 for a brand new bat. My kid's outgrowing all of his old bats.
Yeah, it's not like an aluminum bat loses its potency, especially because most of these kids never actually hit with it. I hear is Matt, maybe, who's feeling your pain. Good morning, Matt.
Morning.
Your turn.
Good morning.
Yeah, what you got, sir?
So I'm a manager over at the Norcross Dick's Sporting Goods store. I have a 20% off coupon for you.
You're so sweet, Matt.
Good for you for getting
Matt
that.
Coming in hot with the coupon. Man.
Where is this?
Norcross.
And this is a used sporting goods store?
No, he said Dick's.
No.
Oh, Dick's. You guys are even 20% isn't going to be nearly as cheap as going to one of those secondhand stores, though, even though it's a very nice offer.
Hey, it's an offer, and I'm willing to take care of. I mean, I've been a huge fan of you guys for years, so I mean, I want to take care of you guys as much as I can.
I make my man feel bad for trying to help.
He's expensive, that Kristen.
Yeah, I appreciate the call. I'm just trying to save you some extra cash.
Thank you, Matt. This is a very sweet offer.
It is very nice. Abby, good morning. You're on the Bert Show. Hi.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to let Kristen know there's a store called Play It Again. I believe they have a couple of.
Yep.
And it's all like sport-related equipment that Kristen could get for cheaper.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
That's where we got most of our stuff. I will say this about Dick's. I don't want to rip on Dick's here because I go there quite a bit for my kids' soccer stuff. But when it comes to like the very first time they're playing, and you just don't know if they're going to dig it or not, I would suggest to play it again.
Guys, I couldn't imagine going, buying the socks, the belt, the batting helmet, the bag, the bat, the glove, and the cleats, and getting out there and Jimmy at his first practice being like, nah, dog, this ain't for me.
I'm all set.
Yeah, chances are it'll happen. All right, so let's focus on this, the music.
Yes, the at-bat music. So one of the parents has volunteered to be the DJ for all of the games.
Okay.
And they have requested we submit at-bat music for our kids.
Cute.
But like I just told you, I work in radio. I love music. I have failed my child miserably because there isn't one song I can think of that he and I jam to that would be good at bat music. Like, I'm not even kidding you. The kid, he prefers music with no words, and he is very discerning with what he likes and doesn't like, and will often tell me to turn it off. So I don't know what Jimmy Jam should rock out to for his at-bat music.
All right, maybe if you give us some parameters, we can all come in tomorrow with some suggestions to run by you. So these songs can't have any words?
No. They can have words. Absolutely they can have words. My thing is my son only listens to music that doesn't have words.
Okay.
So that doesn't make, like, I don't need him, like, rocking out to Beethoven as he's walking up to, you know, to the... up to bat.
Yeah, Why not? It'll be very uniquely Jimmy.
I guess it could be.
Yeah.
Get a little Bach in there.
Okay, so here's what some of the other kids. I've gotten a couple of people who have responded to the email. So one of the kids is walking out to Coconut Hen. I do not know what that is. Another kid's walking out to Macho Man.
Oh, cute.
Macho Man is funny.
So stop cute.
It. Stop it. Yes, Kaylee, what you got?
Don't you remember when I came in a few years ago? Do we need to bring back that playlist for walk-up music? My playlist that I created for my kids' team? Because it was epic.
Didn't it get a bunch of complaints from some of the parents?
Oh, yeah. It was epic. Yeah,
no. Is that the route you want to go, Kristen?
I'm pretty good. But thank you for the offer, Kaylee. Just like my coupon to Dick's. I really appreciate it.
Good morning. That's things that sound nasty that aren't.
Oh, my coupon.
Hey, Beth, good morning.
Hey, well, I have a solution. Why can't Amanda give her equipment to Kristen's son since they're the same age? And he's not playing anymore anyway.
That's a really fantastic idea. We still got the equipment, so we'll only charge you half.
Perfect. I'll take a 50% discount. Is he really? So he's not playing at all?
No, man. Not
That's insane.
Oh. He's a musician. Sports, yeah. Maybe not his thing, and we don't know yet, but he's going to be a musician, I think.
Right, but this time tomorrow, you guys are responsible for coming in with at-bat music for Jimmy.
So
okay?
No parameters, okay? Anything.
Just no profanity.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Other than that, wide open.
Mark was calling up with Eye of the Tiger, which would be cute. So anything in that realm.
Whatever you think encompasses Jimmy's spirit.
Okay. All right. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.